Having said that, my next guest likes to focus on football from a few leagues further down. This is Joseph Pope, who lives in Yeovil and is a big advocate for the lower leagues. He's actually just released a book. It's called Diamonds in the Rough. Good afternoon to you, Joseph.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me on. Absolute pleasure.
Thanks for being on the show. So first things first, actually, you live in Yeovil, but am I right in saying you are a Torquay supporter?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Been a Torquay fan since 2008. One of my earliest memories watching Tony Beddoe's testimonial, and unfortunately he's obviously recently passed away. But yeah, been a Torquay fan since the age of eight, and followed them through the lower leagues. And that's where I suppose where my love of the lower leagues of football has come from.
Because you can't, football fans often, what I find is, you either find your local team, whatever league, love them, support them till the day that you die, or you do get a bit blindsided by the sparkles of the upper leagues and of the Premier League. Why did you remain? Because non-league football can be tough, can't it?
It can, yeah, absolutely. And as a Torquay fan myself, we've been through a lot in the last couple of years. But yeah, my dad's a Torquay fan. He's been a Torquay fan for over 40 years. And I'm a bit like most football fans in that I follow who my dad supports. And I was hooked straight away, always followed the lower leagues. And I think there's just something a little bit special about non-league, being able to connect more with the players. And I think that's what you don't get with the top leagues, is being able to go and feel a real part of the club and the community.
Yeah. So is that where the idea of the book came from?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously seeing quite a few players come through over the years that have perhaps started playing against my own team, Torquay, and then gone on to get big moves up the pyramid. I've always been a fan of writing and also football, and combine those two passions.
So being an author, is that the day job?
It isn't. No, I'm an engineer. I've had to take the afternoon off to do this interview.
Oh, but, no, I'm so sorry.
No, absolutely. It's a pleasure to talk. And I'm an engineer in my day job, but on a Tuesday night and certainly on a weekend, I'm most certainly a football fan and really, really enjoy it.
So what does the book go through then? I mean, A Diamond in the Rough, is it focusing on a lot of teams or just Torquay?
No, so it's mainly players that have started, be it in the league that Yeovil are in now or my own team, Torquay, or even lower. Looking at players who've started right down low in the pyramid and sort of shining a light, really, on their journeys through the leagues. I use, for example, Dan Byrne. Obviously, we all saw him score at Wembley this year. He's obviously started out in non-league and was actually given his debut in non-league by Yeovil's manager now, Mark Cooper, so for Darlington. So, yeah, it's trying to shine a light, really, on where the players who we see every week in the Premier League or the EFL, seeing where they started out their journeys.
How have you found the process then of putting a book together and, of course, for it to be published?
Yeah, so thankfully I'm supported by a really good publisher, Pitch, who I pitched my idea to. And they were really taken by the idea. They thought it'd be a really unique idea to shine a light on non-league that certainly you perhaps don't see in books nowadays. Obviously I've seen lots of players over the years, so I've kind of kept a record myself of players that I've seen, be it live or on the telly, at this level. And obviously done research to go alongside my own knowledge on where they've started out and their journeys.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And actually it proves, and I think the Lionesses have done this as well, that we've just got to stop comparing skill, haven't we? Lots of people going, oh, I don't watch the women because they're not as good as the men. Well, actually, you'll find that in terms of skill level, the lower leagues aren't as good as the Premier League. You know, that's why it's the Premier League. And actually, everything should be taken sort of by itself. Do you enjoy it? Do you have fun watching it? Is it an emotional roller coaster? Yes. So be proud of it and support it.
100%. And I think, as I say, I think there is something a little bit special about non-league, that little bit more emotion, perhaps a bit more connection to your team. And I mean, I've been lucky enough to have followed a couple of teams at the National League finals at Wembley the last couple of years, and seeing over 50-odd thousand fans in the final last year supporting their two teams. I mean, that is non-league football. The fans coming together on a match day, and it's really, really special. And that's why I think so many people are being converted to non-league and the lower leagues, is because it's so enjoyable.
Surely Ollie Watkins must get a mention.
He does, yeah. Obviously, he was started out way down in the pyramid, actually at my own team, Torquay, in the youth team. But yeah, a number of players, obviously the likes of Kiefer Moore that Yeovil fans will know, obviously played for them. We've got Jamie Vardy, who's obviously just announced his retirement. The likes of Dwight Gale as well, who's on the cover. But also players going back through the ages, the likes of Stuart Pearce, Vinnie Jones, Jermaine Beckford, people like that. So, yeah, I try to cover as many players as I can, not just the current day, but also players who perhaps have played way back in the history.
I think this is great, Joseph. Many congratulations. Do you think you've got another book in you?
Oh, yeah. I've started a second one, and no doubt that hopefully there'll be a second and a third one. So, yeah, and they'll all be about non-league. I mean, I'm just such a big fan of watching non-league football. It's really, really fun.
Well, where can people pick up a copy? Where can they buy them?
Yeah, so on Amazon, Waterstones, WH Smith's, wherever you like to consume your books nowadays. And yeah,
you can
if you want to get a copy, then really, really appreciate it.
Well done, Joseph. Thanks so much. Nice to chat. And thanks for taking the afternoon off as well.
Yeah, no worries, Claire. Pleasure to chat.
Take care. Do keep in touch with those new titles as well when they come out. That's Joseph Pope there, engineer in Yeovil. Big non-league football fan, so you can buy his new book now. It's called Diamonds in the Rough, looking at those great sporting stories from players rising from the non-leagues over, well, the course of time.